you know, they've spent a couple of years at a college, it gives them the opportunity to learn the coach's system, develop a discipline, figure out that they have to earn their playing time, you know, which means that they'll develop a work ethic and understand the game, you know, the subtleties of the game, so that when they go to the professional ranks, they're more polished. And in those years while they're in college, they improve their skills and play the game at a higher level. That benefits college basketball. It actually benefits pros. I was an assistant coach with the Lakers, and you got guys that come into the league. They're tremendous athletes. They don't understand the game and have a very difficult time fitting into the professional ranks, where it's not just about them. It's about the team effort. That really affects what goes on out there and makes it impossible for them to just make a quick transition.
Welcome back in the zone. That was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. A couple of weeks ago now, I guess, he was on with us promoting an event here in Arkansas, which actually takes place now this Thursday. The Arkansas School for Math, Sciences, and the Arts presenting Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the open book celebration taking place at the Clinton Presidential Center. And it is Thursday night. Vicki Hines and Corey Alderdice here to talk about it. Good to see you both. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be here.
You bet. Thanks again to everybody at the school for helping to facilitate the interview, too. It was a great thrill for me personally, and I think for our listeners to be able to hear from an NBA legend. And certainly I know you all are thrilled to have him come in and speak. So we were asking, I guess, in the break there about how it all came to pass, and Vicki were explaining to us exactly how you all came across Kareem and how you were able to get him to come to the event.
Absolutely. One of our deans of academics at the school was at a conference during the summer, and he was one of the speakers. Since his retirement from basketball, he's become an advocate for STEM education, STEM being science, technology, engineering, and math. And he just, you know, grabbed onto it right away. Unfortunately, the time that we had picked was the time that they were building a statue. The Lakers were building a statue for him on that weekend, and they called me the next day and said, "This just sounds right up our alley. We're really excited about it. Can we reschedule a date?" And, you know, from then it's history. And we've got him coming, and it's kind of really an exciting thing because he's never been to Arkansas and, you know, got a sports legend. So
yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, one of the great sports legends without a doubt. And I know he's going to get a chance to be around the kids as well. There's a separate private event for some young people that he's going to get a chance to speak to them.
Absolutely. Thursday morning, he'll be coming down to Hot Springs High School to visit with students from not only ASMSA, but throughout Garland County, to talk about his message on there are more opportunities to go pro in science and math than there are in the NBA. You know, we're talking only about 450 professionals are employed on the court, at least in the NBA on a given basis. And over the next decade nationwide, we're going to need another million scientists and engineers. So, coming the video out of the break there, the audio as he was talking about talent development for individuals, and that's one kind of talent development, getting players ready to go pro in the NBA, but there's certainly a lot of opportunities to go pro in other areas that are even more needed by our nation.
Talk to me about your students and the school in general and how you all serve the community and the students that come there.
Sure. ASMSA is a very unique educational program here in Arkansas. We are the state's only public residential high school with an emphasis in what we call the STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. This year alone, we have students from 58 of the state's 75 counties. About a third of our students qualify for free and reduced lunch. It is a public residential high school, and as such, students don't pay really anything for housing, tuition, and meals to attend the program. So for a young person who is very talented, who has a lot of aptitude and ability and is ready to take their learning to that next level, we're certainly there to be an incubator for that talent to get them there.
So they stay on campus then for the whole the week, and then they go home on the weekends, or do they stay the whole year? How does that work?
Students go home about every other weekend, depending
okay.
on how far away they live. If you're in Jonesboro or Fayetteville or Texarkana, it's a bit more of a hike to go. But it's a great community of learning where you have these many bright and talented young people. In many respects, it's very similar to life in college. It's just more supervision, support, and structure.
Right. What's your enrollment currently?
We have about 240 students. And again, they really come from all corners of the state. High school juniors and seniors, they apply during their sophomore year to matriculate to the program like you would when you apply to college or your senior year of high school. It just comes a couple years early.
Okay, what is a, like, once a kid goes to school there, then, like, typically, what is their progress, like, as far as going into college, or they go to, like, specific programs, or, you know, why would a kid choose to leave their high school and come to school there?
Sure. We offer a lot of great educational opportunities for these young people. This year alone, we offer about 45 different courses at the college level. So for a young person who's really interested in math and science, it's a great chance to begin their college journey. With a new program that we're beginning to unveil next fall, every student who arrives on our campus will finish with no fewer than 40 hours of college credit. Yeah. That's a third of the way toward completion of their undergraduate degree, and certainly a bit of cost savings for the family as well. But what we've seen from our research and research with programs like ours is that these students are about 60% more likely to go into science and math, to earn a degree in those fields and enter that kind of career later on in their life. So, one, in the short term, it meets the needs that they have as learners, and in the long term, it provides the state of Arkansas with a talented workforce that fills these critical gaps.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Vicki Hines, Corey Alderdice joining us here in the Fury Electric studio, J.J. Metters, Justin Akery, and we are talking about the appearance by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It's Thursday night, and last I heard, tickets were available. Is that still the case?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You need to come out and hear his message. We will have a lot of our alumni, our students will sing and entertain. Corey mentioned the fact that it is STEM education, but in 2004, the arts was added to our name. And we've got Rachel Hale, who is a graduate of the class of 2009, who was just in the top 20 of the girls in American Idol in February. So she is going to be coming in. She's going to be singing. We'll have a lot of our alumni, entertaining and being a part of the event. We're really, really excited about it. It definitely give me a call if you're interested in tickets, and we'll get you set up.
What's the number?
622-5110.
Okay. And tickets are 150, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, is there going to be any sort of meet and greet? I mean, if I'm J.J. Metters and I've always dreamed of getting a picture with Kareem, is there an opportunity there?
There is. J.J.'s got to come up with the big bucks then, though.
Okay. I'm sure we can work that out.
We've got a VIP reception from 5:30 to 6:30, and that will actually be in the restaurant in the library on the lower level, 42. And all of the sponsors will be invited to that, and it will be a personal meet and greet at that time.
Very cool. You guys also have athletics. We obviously talk a lot of sports on this show, and there's an athletic element to the Arkansas School for Math Sciences and the Arts. So don't give away the mascot, because that's going to be our trivia question. We do have a couple of tickets to give away today on the air. 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. First person in, give me the mascot for the school. This is something actually that came up on the morning show the other day, of all places, which, I mean, when I think about a school like yours, I don't think about our morning show very much. But nevertheless, so talk to me about what athletic opportunities are there, because it is part of the whole overall picture of what you all do.
Sure. We've got a great partnership with Hot Springs High School that allows students that are interested in athletics to continue that activity. You know, we're in the midst of spring sports right now, so softball, baseball, students out on the diamond. Mm-hmm. Several days of the week to do that. So we've had students in the past who, a young man several years ago who went on to the U of A, competed in the Olympics in running. Mm-hmm. And so the great thing is these students are multi-talented in a lot of different areas. It's not just in the classroom where they excel. It's on the golf course, on the tennis court, on the baseball diamond. And so there certainly are plenty of opportunities for students to continue to be active in sports along the way. Just this past weekend, we have an intramural competition with several of our peer schools here in the South called Slamped, and we took a group down there. Four of the five young ladies that were on the volleyball team, but the basketball team that actually won the competition played for their local high schools before, and so they were certainly happy to get back on the court and shoot some hoops.
That is cool. Well, very good. Well, I'm sure Kareem will appreciate that as well. Let me get an answer to our question, and then if people want more information on the school, same number, Vicki?
Same number.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's 501-622-5110. Let's see if we can get an answer to our question and give away some tickets to this event. Brian.
Yeah.
Mascot for the Arkansas.
Dolphins.
That was easy. All right. Hang on. See? That's good. So simple. All right. So, again, 501-622-5110. Any idea how many tickets you all have left?
Probably about.
We're creating a such an emergency, so go low. There's only like five tickets left. You better get in
maybe
quick.
Five to eight is what I was going to say. That's right.
Better hustle
jump
up.
Jump in.
It is a limited space, right? There's only 250 people that can get in, I think, total, maybe.
That's
so.
Correct, yeah.
Well, it's going to be a very intimate, very unique opportunity to see an NBA legend, and certainly a guy who is very well known for his, you know, ability to speak in a situation like this, too. So,
absolutely.
I mean, I know he's renowned as a public speaker as well, so. Certainly a great event. Thank you all for letting us help promote and be part of it. And certainly to get Kareem on was a great thrill for us, as we said. So
perfect.
Again, give him a call. And if you want to know more about the school, same number, 501-622-5110. Speaking of NBA centers, Big Joe Klein has worked his way into the building. I mean, who's going to stop him, really? I mean, he's 7 feet tall, for goodness sakes. So we'll talk to him about the NBA playoffs coming up in just a little bit. Matt, did you get him his tickets, Big Baby? Or did he hang up? Did you lose him? Did I lose him?
I got his info.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Better. It's good. I thought I might have hung up on him.
No.
I get a little multitasking, and then I lose my train of thought about what I did and what I didn't do. Anyway. Also, coming up next hour, Christina Munoz will be in. She's got a story she's working on for Thursday that is tied to some recent events. Chris Kromos will be in with a review of Oblivion, which is not tied to recent events, luckily. So we have much more coming up. We've got about an hour and 15 minutes left. Joe Klein coming up after the break. Thanks again to our friends at the Arkansas School for Math, Sciences, and the Arts. And hope everything goes smoothly Thursday.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You bet. 11:44. Back in the zone in a moment.